Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, Kyler Murray, all in for the NFL. He has announced he's going full-time football, no more baseball. And immediately, we've already talked about him. He is the fulcrum pick of this draft. He is the most intriguing prospect. I wouldn't be completely surprised now to see him go number one overall, not to Arizona, but I wouldn't be completely surprised if somebody traded up and said, that's the guy we want. Gator, I do not want him for the Lions at 8. And for a variety of reasons, including I still love next year's quarterback class. Do you want, and if the Lions are going to replace Matthew Stafford, it makes more sense, again, for a variety of reasons, to do it next year with his contract with another year on it, easier to get rid of, maybe trade him. But additionally, I think I do like those quarterbacks better. But for you, you are far more tempted to do something here. Would you do it?
This guy's a video game. We said about a lot of quarterbacks, but this guy really is.
Mm-hmm.
He threw for a ridiculous amount of touchdown passes this year, well over 4,000 yards. He ran for over 1,000 yards. He can do it all. He can do it all. Would I have the balls to pull the trigger on that? I don't think you have to worry about it because I don't think he's going to be there at 8.
You don't?
No. And I'm not going to trade up to get him because the cost is going to be too high to trade up to get him. I think the best case scenario for the Lions is that he is there at 8. And then you start looking at teams like Denver and Cincinnati and Miami and the Redskins, who all pick between 10 and 15. These are teams that could use a quarterback. And you start talking to those teams, particularly talking after Denver. You talk to Cincinnati, Miami, and the Redskins and say, look, Kyler Murray's here. Tell you what, those Broncos, they're really talking about taking him at 10. You want to get ahead of them? You talk to us. And hopefully he can swing a deal. And because it's a quarterback to be trading up for, I feel like that price is going to be higher than what it would if it were just another player.
You know, this is interesting because both these sports, when you talk about a decision, and I'm sure everybody has thought about what they would do in a similar situation. And I said, I'd go back to college. Because you're a big man on campus with millions in the bank. Everybody says, you know, the college years are the best of your life. And I would imagine for the quarterback at Oklahoma, it's incredible. And you're getting paid and you still got another payday coming.
But he wouldn't have millions in the bank. If he goes back to play college football, he's got to get the signing bonus back.
Well, but he's still under contract with the A's, right?
He'd play
minor league ball in the summer. Guys have done that. You're getting paid, and you're getting to have that extra year of college. But, I mean, look, I was on an island. I was the only one that would do that. Baseball has more trap doors. I feel like to make it in baseball, it's easier to get your career one flaw, and you're done. Like, it can happen. You can't hit a changeup. You're done. Can't hit a curveball. You're done. Can't lay off the high fastball. You're done. You can't throw, or you can't.
Struggle against left-handers.
Yeah, anything. It feels like that's a baseball career is filled with trap doors. Football, you have to deal with the wear and tear, the pounding of the game.
Well, it wasn't like this guy hit 450 at Oklahoma.
No, but he was still a first-round pick, which was amazing. He hit for power.
Yeah, he had power, and he obviously has talent. Defensively, he's covered a lot of ground in the outfield, and he's a pretty good player out there. But it's... When you talk about batting average, I think his average was in the 300s, but it was in like the low 300s. There's no doubt he's got talent. And for somebody who's been splitting his time between two sports, what would he be like if he is fully committed? Well, what would he be like if he's fully committed to football? He won the Heisman Trophy at Oklahoma, where the previous Heisman Trophy winner went to Oklahoma and he put up very similar numbers.
This is why I say don't rule out number one overall.
I agree with you. And as you get to the the combine and every team's out there to watch it. And then they're going to have the Oklahoma Pro Day and he's going to participate in that, no doubt. And he'll be throwing to his own guys. He'll be throwing to Hollywood Brown and to other guys on that team. And that's where you really see it. And to see the chemistry of how he could throw to Hollywood Brown in a pro day, I'd like to see that.
Here's what's come into the Carson Anderson inbox from Kevin and Canton. The Kyler Murray decision is the A's fault for letting him play another year in Oklahoma and even letting him risk injury in the first place. Well, what the A's probably did, I mean, you don't take a guy in the first round that's going to go play another sport, and they did.
Well, you know what? I look at this as a little bit of karma, and it's a long time coming. Back in the late 80s, I believe it was late 80s, 88, 89, somewhere in there. Todd Van Poppel was all the rage in terms of baseball players. And it was a high school kid, ton of potential, ton of talent. Everybody thought this guy is going to be the guy. But he told everybody he's going to go play baseball, I believe at Texas. He was going to go play college ball because he didn't want to be drafted by some of those teams that were drafting lower. Oakland comes in, and I think they were... their draft position was like 15 or somewhere in the middle of that draft. They took it. They decided, well, we'll go ahead and draft you, and we'll give you a big signing bonus. He goes there, presumably because it's the Oakland A's and it's a better organization than being drafted first overall by one of the bad organizations at the time. So because they were able to swing the deal then, a little bit of karma here coming. Now they go ahead and you threw some money at Kyler Murray, and lo and behold, you just wasted your first round pick. Too bad.
You went way back, man.
I did.
Back like literally almost 30 years.
Yeah.
Kyler Murray is too short. It's not going to work. He's shorter than Drew Brees, who gets a lot of balls batted down. Just go play baseball and be great at it and save your knees and body.
Wait a minute. So you're comparing to one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time. Hey, Drew Brees gets some passes. Okay, so if he's just shy of Drew Brees, is that okay?
Yeah, I mean.
So what?
Yeah, Drew Brees has managed to make it work, I would say.
Did Kyler Murray face guys on a weekly basis that are going to be playing at the next level? Did Oklahoma have a short offensive line? The competition they played against, like when he played against Alabama in the college football playoff semifinal game, anybody in Alabama, they're going to go pro? Anybody there? How'd he do? Oh, that's right. He won the Heisman Trophy and not winning, not because of his performances against teams like the Citadel.
Lions take quarterback Murray at 8. Book it. That's from an unnamed texter. All this combine talk is getting me excited. Love the combine. I think Murray is going to be a bust. He only had one good year, and people are thinking he's just going to walk into the NFL and be great. If I'm not mistaken, he didn't play the year before last.
He didn't.
He transferred. He transferred from Texas A&M. He played a little bit, but their guy was obviously Baker Mayfield. Last year he played, put up Mayfieldian numbers. Won the Heisman Trophy. 248-539-9797. At 8, would you? Gator, what if he's on the board? You said he's not on the board.
No, he's not going to be on the board.
I don't think he's going to be on the board, but if he is?
No, I told you what I'd do. I would contact the teams behind me.
Okay, none of them want to make a trade.
Nobody wants to trade up for him, huh?
Nope.
Yep.
I knew you'd talk yourself into it. You bought the guitar.
I had to. It's staring right at me.
You left the store? All you thought about?
That's all I can think about. It's all I've been thinking about since I've been watching football this year. Every Saturday, I sit down and I watch, and I'm looking for it's Oklahoma on. Why? Because they're fun to watch. Why? Because of that guy. Because Kyler Murray's fun to watch. Because he's outstanding. Yeah, I do it.
You just totally talked yourself into
this. Whatever, dude. Sometimes you can't pass on things.
This has been building for weeks.
He's not going to be there, though. He won't be there. It's a moot point. He won't be there.
But in a couple weeks when we do Mock Draft 2.0.
He won't be there.
No, we're not going to veto that pick.
Oh, we're definitely not vetoing that.
So you would take him.
Gator, makes you feel better? I'd do it too.
Oh! Ah! my man.
I do it too, man. It's crazy. I can't believe I'm saying this. But if you don't believe Matt Stafford's the quarterback that will get you to the next level, you got to start looking for the guy who will, okay? And you could sit Kyler Murray this year, have Matt Stafford play the entire year, and then next year, the following year, when it becomes more reasonable to possibly trade him or cut him, you already got your guy. And I think if you think Kyler Murray's that guy and goes through all the workouts and the combines and everything, you got to make the move. You got to draft him.
And just, the previous caller said that he didn't even play the year before. He actually did. In 2017, he played in 7 games for Oklahoma. He was 18 of 21 for 359 yards and 3 touchdown passes. He also ran the ball 14 times for 142 yards.
Yeah,
small sample size.
Baker Mayfield's backup last year.
But sweet mercy, those numbers are insane. And then he played his freshman year, he played at Texas A&M and completed just under 60% of his passes, 5 touchdowns and 7 picks. Was not very good that freshman year. But boy, did he grow up in a hurry at Oklahoma.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.